it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. Come on by, get your square for the Monday night football game between the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears. You can, if you're here, you can watch it here. If you're driving, hey, keep your dial tuned into the Big 870. WWL will have it on at 7:30. Let's go back to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, how y'all doing, fellas?
All right, man. What's
all right,
happening?
Longshoreman, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, before I get to the game, a few things that frustrate me about that game and the Saints a little bit. I also want to say happy birthday to Mike.
Thank you, bro.
Happy birthday, my brother. Hey, Mike, does that make me, you, and Bobby all eligible for free coffee at McDonald's now?
I think so. I think it does. I think we get a lot of senior discounts.
Bobby been flipping that card. He's been flipping that card for a couple of weeks, long shot.
You know, but they tell you you get a senior discount, but you still got to leave a tip. So I mean,
so that goes as discount.
So you don't really have a discount. I don't know.
I think Bob, I don't know. From what I heard, Bobby's kind of frugal. Bobby, you tip him, huh? You tip him at McDonald's?
No, I don't know. No, at a restaurant, I'm one of those 20-25% people.
Nah, hey, Bobby, there ain't nothing wrong with being frugal, and nothing wrong with tipping either, brother.
He's from the Bayou. Everybody's like that to a certain extent. Frugal. Yeah. They don't want to say they cheap, but they frugal.
Happy birthday to you, Mike.
Thank you, brother.
I hope you have a great day, great night. Slide over there and raise a toast to you in a little
while. All right, baby.
Look, three of the things. One of the things that stands out the most to me is the penalties. They've got to cut down on the penalties. And then I felt like I know we got behind and you're down by two scores in the fourth quarter. You got to kind of start slinging the ball a little bit. But it just kind of was frustrating that they felt like they abandoned the run a little bit too soon. But maybe that's just my opinion. And then the third thing is I want to talk about what y'all's opinion on that clock management with three timeouts in your back pocket. Why do you save them if you're not going to use them right before the half with 23 seconds? You run the ball up the middle and just kind of just waste the timeout. I didn't get that at all, Bobby and Mike. I didn't understand that.
Trust his quarterback.
Bottom line.
Now
the Saints aren't going to admit
They're not going to say that.
They're not going to admit
But we
that.
Can.
Yeah,
they didn't trust Spencer.
That if you had a veteran like a Drew Brees, who we've seen too many times those scenarios, and I think you might say, well, that was Sean Payton and Drew Brees. Well, if Kellen Moore was with Drew Brees, he would do the same thing as Sean Payton, I think. So, but he won't say that. He's not going to throw Spencer under the bus, and because you got to keep the team together. And
he wouldn't have done that last year with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Or when he was in L.A. with the Chargers, he wouldn't have done that with Justin Herbert. He wouldn't have done it in Dallas with Dak.
Well, the thing is, you might, the quarterback gets too much of the glory to blame. You know how that goes. But Spencer Rattler is not the reason why we lost to the Cardinals.
Nope. Can't put it on him.
No. He made enough plays. I'm not saying he was like all world, but he was not a liability. He was like, no, he did his job, and now, you kind of feel for him, and you got to have the supporting cast. Guys making plays. He just wants to win a game. He's like 0-7 now. Just trying to win a game. So it's going to be tough.
The next 3 weeks are difficult.
Well, we're not favored. We weren't favored against the Cardinals.
No.
But that'll be interesting to see the points.
I think it's 6.5 already.
Same thing as the Cardinals, 6.5.
Yeah. So but I think there's some uncertainty because of the amount of injuries the 49ers
have. The 49ers are still snake bit, same like from last year, dealing with injuries.
Got an older team, Bob, I'm going to tell you, is just like us. As we get older, something that we would maybe pull or get hurt, maybe, in a couple hours or a day or so, we good. Now, like the 49ers, man, it don't heal overnight. It don't heal in 2 days or a week. It takes a while longer. They have a really older football team across the board.
And you know who does not have an old football team? And there's 2 years in a row. They're the youngest team, and they kicked the Lions behind the Packers. The Green Bay Packers. Mike, that was my Packers-Ravens Super Bowl with the Ravens winning. I'm still not off that Ravens bandwagon.
I can't believe we both picked the same damn teams.
Oh, is that who you picked?
Yeah.
Oh,
Packers and Ravens.
Yeah, because to me, it depends on the quarterback. If he plays,
Jordan Love plays.
Yes,
really,
that's
really
what I'm saying.
Well,
if Jordan Love plays like that, watch out for the Packers because I think they got the team.
Okay, you can say next man up. The Lions are a great example of next man up. You think that offensive coordinator is as good as Ben Johnson? And, man, listen, no. I'm a big Kelvin Shepard guy. I saw him at LSU, covered him here, went on to the NFL.
I mean,
Aaron,
I know him from
Aaron Glenn, he was in high school in Georgia.
With T-Bob and all. Yeah.
And losing that middle of your offensive line, your center guards, you saw exactly where the Packers were coming through.
You know, now that you bring up the centers, we're going to break.
Braylon Moore.
Okay, what about the center for LSU?
Braylon Moore.
Versus Florida, Mike. I don't know.
I'll put it to you this way. It's 9.5-point spread. I know where I'm going.
Oh, you're going to go with Florida in the points?
Well, yeah.
Because the center,
okay,
I know.
Kelly's one of these guys. Well, we'll see as it gets closer to – come on. He's got a high ankle sprain. We talk about
that's like a broken leg.
It's like a broken ankle.
Yeah.
Well, when you have that,
if it's not just a high ankle sprain, that's 4 to 6 weeks.
That's a couple of weeks for sure.
Depending the severity, but usually a high ankle sprain, it's like a broken ankle, and it's not just a regular ankle sprain. But so, Mike, then you would think maybe hopefully for Ole Miss.
You would hope, but then, I'm not sure. I'm no doctor with it. I do know one thing. A high ankle sprain, that's a 3 to 5 week injury when you get that. So, and that's at the minimum we're talking about. That's not on the high end.
So how do you feel? I don't feel as, boy, man, Clemson was probably the best team LSU was going to play. Troy was beating them 16-0. I'm watching that. Yeah.
Woke up.
And then I was like, what the?
And then they score.
Score.
Somebody woke him up a little bit, but Bob, I'm telling you, lose your center. And Tre'Davious Green, how long he's going to be out with the knee injury.
The big tight end.
Yeah. Man, because there's not another guy 6'7.5" on that football team that can catch passes. That's all I know. He's a mismatch every time he's on the field.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.